Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
That's right, rock and roll, you got to see the show. Welcome, welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is General Gonzo S. Patton, and I am so glad you could attend. Glad you are here with me on this Sunday night. We have a guest call-in number. It is 347-857-1197. And for all you smelly hippies out there, if you have anything you want to say, we have a hotline number for you, 347-857-1197. Welcome, welcome to the show. Chat room's open. I'm going to try and keep an eye on it. If there's any questions that you want to speak up and say, just go ahead and do so from the chat room. I'll try and keep an eye on it as we go along. I'm going to try and pick up the pace and go real quick tonight because we're going to talk about the things we've been talking about the last two shows. We got into it two shows ago about what the Democrats, the Republicans, and Chairman Malbama have done to us economically. Then on the last show, we started to talk about these useless federal agencies. And unfortunately, there's so darn many of them that we were only able to get in a 30-minute rant through 4 pages of them. We made it through the A's, the B's, and got to the first C, the Department of Commerce, which tells you that we've got a lot of waste to cut, because if you were with me, you remembered we looked at the Department of Commerce, said we got a 10th Amendment that governs states' rights and commerce, and the Department of Commerce can go because, well, we have a Supreme Court that will regulate things that can't be resolved through the states. We don't need any bureaucrats resolving this stuff. So let's just start whittling things down as we go. So right before your eyes, I had a line item veto. Better yet, as if I was the president, Gonzo S. Patton, not General Gonzo S. Patton. Let's take a look at these things and make them either get better or go away. The Commission of Fine Arts. Bye-bye. Thanks for playing. Don't need you. Commission on Civil Rights. We've got a Department of Justice. We don't need you. Bye-bye. Thanks for playing. Commission on International Religious Freedom. We got religious freedom in our country, and we don't care about So, see ya. Thanks for playing. Commission on Security and Cooperation in Europe, a.k.a. the Helsinki Commission. Well, you can go to hell, because we be sinkying your commission. Committee for the Implementation of Textile Agreements. That's a capitalism issue. you guys between your companies can implement your agreements, and we'll stay out of it because business works better when government minds its own business. And I'm sure if we asked John Stossel, he'd agree. The Committee on Foreign Investments in the United States. Oh, we don't need a committee for that. We'll take your money, and if we don't like you, we'll just boot your ass out. Thank you very much. Community-oriented policing services called COPS. Every city, every county, and every state has COPS. We got more COPS than you can shake a stick at. The feds has their own COPS agencies as well. The DEA and every alphabet agency you can imagine's got a SWAT team, a CERT team, an ERT team. Oh, we got way too many cops. So we're going to do away with this community-oriented policing services because the feds don't need to be managing local policing agencies as much as they think that they should. They shouldn't. There's nothing in the Constitution that allows for it. Thanks for playing. Bye. Community planning and development. Guess what? Nothing in the Constitution allows for that. That's a local, state, county, and municipal issue. See ya. Get your fingers out of the pie, guy. The compliance office. What the hell does that do? Sorry, we got court system that does that. See ya. Computer emergency readiness team. If the computers ain't ready, unplug them, plug them back in, fire them up again. Bye. Congress. Yeah, Constitution says we're going to have that, don't it? Guess we'll keep them. The Congressional Budget Office. The CBO. What a bunch of liars they are. Oh, bring me the head of that office. We're going to slap shit out of him or her. Well, if it's a him, we're going to slap shit out of him. If it's a her, we're just going to yell a lot. But damn, we got to fix that. Congressional Research Office. Got to fix that too, and we're going to probably pare that down to a couple of kids that know how to run Google. The Consular Affairs Bureau. You know what? We've got enough affairs going on in the consulates. So, bye-bye. Thanks for playing. Consumer Financial Protection Division. No, we don't need you. If your kid is dumb enough to stick a toy in his mouth and you're dumb enough not to be watching your kid, that's going to happen anyway. That's called Darwinism. And I thought you liberals liked that. It's called survival of the fittest. If your watermelon head sticks something in his mouth he shouldn't or sticks something metallic into a light socket, thanks for playing. I guess you don't make it to the eighth grade. Bye-bye, Timmy. Coordinating Council on Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention. Well, by doing away with the Consumer Product Safety Division, we probably just cut down on the need for juvenile justice and delinquency prevention. So we just did away with that agency, too, because each city, county, state, municipal system has their own juvenile justice and delinquency problems that they manage all on their own, and the feds haven't done a damn thing to make it any better. Copyright Office, we've been needing to have that. Corps of Engineers, let me see, what has the Corps of Engineers done? Made things worse. My guess is, their spouses have to get on top because they can only screw up. We're going to do away with the Corps of Engineers. Council of Economic Advisors. Might as well call them the Vice presidents of sex, information, and music, because when we want their effing opinion, we'll whistle. You guys are gone too. Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency. We're going to keep the Inspector General's division, and we're going to take the handcuffs off of them that Obama's put on them. We're going to take the blinders off of them, and we're going to turn them bad boys loose. There's a lot of people that need to be in prison. Those of you, and you know who you are, watch your behinds, because you're in trouble. The Council on Environmental Quality. We have got enough environmental regulations, complements of the EPA. We don't need a Council on Environmental Quality. Bye-bye. Thanks for playing. Go back to the 60s from whence you came. Court Services and Offender Supervision Agency for the District of Columbia. Well, you know what? The District of Columbia stands on its own. They need to figure out how to tax and pay for that all on their own. Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. You know what? They're going to get some play. Some of this money that we're saving from these things that we've been slashing is going to that, because y'all have been hurting these veterans, and they are going to be heard. And if you did them wrong, well, you're going to be singing Working at the Car Wash Blues. And if you've never heard of that song because you're young, it's a Jim Croce tune. Look it up. Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces. We're going to keep that, because some of you knuckleheads, well, you just let that military thing go right to your head and lose all common sense. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit Court. Hey, we got to have that, because there's way too many advocate judges running around that have lost their freaking minds. Court of Federal Claims. Yeah, we got to have that. Court of International Trade. Yeah, unfortunately, we got to have that, because we got to do business internationally. It's just the way things are. It's a big world. Yada, yada, yada. Customs and Border Protection. Boy, we're going to have a lot of savings from these other agencies. And Customs and Border Protection, they're going to get bigger. And they're going to be supervising chain gangs, because we're going to implement Operation Wetback. And we're going to round up all these illegal aliens like we once did. And we're going to build a big-ass fence. Maybe even a big-ass wall with a big-ass fence before it, and we're going to fill it with razor rub in between, and motion sensors and drones armed with laser beams. And we are going to have us a good time at the southern and northern border, because we don't want any Canadians sneaking down here with dope, and we don't want anybody sneaking north from the southern border. So we are going to have us a good time with Customs and Border Protection. And then once they're all done building the walls and the fences, we're going to have them go through to the other side and have them take a look at their work and go, doesn't that look great? And then we're going to close the door, lock that sumbitch, and we're going to be done. Now we have got a Defense Acquisition University. I don't know what it is, and I don't know what it does, but if you have to learn and get a degree on how to buy stuff for the military, I think our generals and stuff in the military can probably go, that looks like it'll kill people really good. We should be having some of that. That looks like it'll throw fire on folks, and we should probably be having some of that. And we should probably get at least one of those for President Turner to use at press conferences when reporters ask stupid questions. So we're getting rid of the Defense Acquisition University, and we're going to go try the flamethrowers out on it. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, known as DARPA, they do some cool stuff. They've come up with some great things. Stealth technology, for one. We're going to be keeping them. The Defense Commissary Agency. I've eaten at some military commissaries in my time. Ooh, the militaries can handle their own food things. We don't need a commissary agency. Bye-bye. Defense Contract Audit Agency. you know what? We are going to put the people who are in charge of the military underneath the guise of these inspector generals that have been handcuffed. And if they're buying stupid stuff, well, goodbye stars. Goodbye rank. Goodbye retirement. It's going to be ugly. So I figure if we whack a few of those guys around, we're not going to have an audit agency. We're going to need a few geeky kids and some calculators and some computers and some IGs. So that agency can go goodbye, and we're going to add support to the IGs. Defense Contract Management Agency. I think we got rid of that already. Bye-bye. Defense Field Activities. That's called the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. That agency can go too. Defense Finance and Accounting Services. That sounds like an office that the Congressional Budget and Finance Committee should be managing. So these guys go away. Defense Finance and Accounting Service out of Service Debt Management Center. If they're out of service, what the hell do you guys do? Never mind, don't explain it. You can go away. Somebody will figure it out. Defense Information Systems Agency. Somebody with a clearance that understands that may want to explain it to me before I eliminate it, so we'll leave it hanging around for a little bit. But get back to me quickly, because I got an itchy trigger finger. Defense Intelligence Agency. You're hanging around. Defense Legal Services Agency. You got to stick around, because every once in a while we blow up the French embassy and shit and go, oopsie. So we got to have you sticking around. Defense Security Cooperation Agency. We got to have you sticking around, because, you know, sometimes we have to talk to other security agencies and, you know, parlez-vous français. Defense Security Services. You perform a vital function. Defense Technical Information Center. I'm not sure what you do. Talk to me, bros. Justify your existence, or you're going to be out policing around the Dipsy dumpster. Defense Threat Reduction Agency. You're gone, man. We build more nukes. That is called Defense Threat Reduction. The Delaware River Basin Commission. Bye-bye. Delaware can handle that themselves. The Denali Commission. Bye-bye. We're changing the name of the Denali back to what it used to be, and we don't need no commission to do that. We don't need no stinking Denali. The Department of Agriculture. Well, guess what? The USDA is going away because we're not going to need farm bills because we're not going to have farm subsidies. Bye-bye. The Department of Defense, hereby known as BOOM, because they bring the doom. We're keeping them. They're fun. Department of Education, bye. Don't see it in the Constitution. Shouldn't be there. That's a state's rights issue. Education, like government, should be kept local. The Department of Energy, oh, you were founded by Jimmy Carter when we were importing 25% of oil from foreign sources, and your job was to get it down to 10%. We now bring 75% of our oil in from foreign sources. You have been, like all other foreign or all other government agencies, losers. You're gone. We'll keep your SWAT teams to guard the nuclear power plants. We'll move you under another federal agency like Homeland Security, but the Department of Energy, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. You're out of here. You are a waste of time and, oh, energy. You knew I was going to say it. Department of Health and Human Services. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. I hope you got your resume polished up, because every state's got one, and that's where the jobs are going to be if you want to stay in Health and Human Services. The Department of Homeland Security. Oh, be still my heart. We're going to take that agency apart. You guys are huge, and you don't do nothing. So we are going to break it down, plain and simple. You're going to get lean and mean. And trust me, you're going to get mean because you ain't going to like what I have to do to you. Department of Housing and Urban Development. I've seen what you've done for Baltimore, Detroit, Cleveland. I mean, damn, you set Cleveland's river on fire twice. It was a river, for crying out loud. You're gone. HUD, bye-bye. The Department of Justice operates more like the Department of Just Us. You guys are getting under control. We're going to pare you down, and you're going to behave. There's this thing, it's called the Constitution, and if you can't recite the Bill of Rights to me, you probably are not going to be a lawyer in the Department of Justice, much less the Attorney General. Department of Labor. Oh. We're going to pare you down, too, because you have way too much time on your hands and are meddling in way too much. The Department of State. The Ketchup King, the American Gigolo, you're fired, to quote Mr. Trump. But we have to have a State Department. But we're going to change the way you do business, because you've become the tail that wags the dog. And let's face it, you people could catch an STD just walking by the men's room. The Department of Transportation. What have you done? That's right, you haven't done anything. You've collected gas taxes, turned around, kicked that money back to the states to fix interstates with that aren't getting fixed. The money's getting pissed away, and you're taking the salaries off the top to fund this gigantic department that nothing ever happens with, because you contract out all the repairs. You're just paying people to sit around and go, yeah, why don't you go pick some potholes there, and oh yeah, hell, that bridge collapsed. Yeah, we were going to get around to it, but we never got around to it. You guys are gone. That money's going to stay in the states. They collect gas taxes. The money's staying there. They're going to fix the highways in their states. They're going to fix the interstate highways in their states. They're going to manage their own business. Bada bing, bada boom. See ya. The Department of Veterans Affairs. We are going to start lopping off heads, hands, feet, tongues, whatever it takes to get the people that are not taking care of our veterans to take care of our veterans, because that is a sad state of affairs. Those folks deserve better, will have better, and the people that are doing them dirt are going to get hurt. They are going to be part of our Bureau of Prisons growth team, because they are going to get to play hell in a cell for however long we can stretch out their prisons and anuses while they're locked up. The Department of Interior, discussed that already in last week's show. You got problems, you're going to go. Department of the Treasury. We need Treasury agents because we got counterfeiting problems. And why? I don't know. The dollar's not worth a damn because they've been printing it like crazy. The Director of the National Intelligence Office. Meet your new director, Mr. Edward Snowden, District of Columbia. Wow, we're going going to make you do a little standing on your own. You're no longer going to be sucking off the federal money. Raise some taxes. Put them people to work. The Domestic Policy Council. It's called Congress. You're fired. The Drug Enforcement Administration. We're going to end the war on drugs because drugs are cheaper and more plentiful now at age 52 than they were at age 22 and even more so than they were at age 12. So we lost the war on drugs. We didn't even break even in the war on drugs. We couldn't say no to the war to drugs. So, drugs won. The Dwight D. Eisenhower School for National Security and Restore Strategy. We're keeping that. It's a good thing. Does good things. The Economic Adjustment Office. Not sure what we're adjusting, but I bet that's where we cook the books. You're gone. Economic Analysis Bureau. We'll keep it. But we'll pare it down. Economic Development Administration. Bye. The government doesn't develop a damn thing economically. The private sector does. Economic Research Service. Bye. Economic Business and Agricultural Affairs. You don't need to be screwing around. Bye. Economic Statistics Administration. Bye. The Education Department, thought we got rid of you already. Education Resource Information Center, if you weren't part of the Department of Education, we'll make you part of the Department of Education because we got rid of the Department of Education, and you need to be gotten rid of too. The Election Assistance Commission, every state runs their own election department. I'm not sure what you're doing. Bye-bye. Elementary and Secondary Education Office. You went with the Department of Education, you just didn't get the notice. Employee Benefits Security Administration. You're gone. Each state runs their own. Employment Training Administration. Bye-bye. Endangered Species Program. You're gone. You were on the endangered species list and didn't know it. Energy Information Administration. Got some information for you. You ain't on the list. You didn't have the energy. Bye. English Language Acquisition Office. We already acquired the English language. We got it from Britain when we kicked their ass. It's ours. You're gone. Environmental Management Office. Bye-bye. Environmental Protection Agency. The environment can take care of its own. I've been outdoors many a times, and it kicked my ass many times. The EPA is gone. Equal Opportunity Commission. Everybody has an equal opportunity. The Constitution says so. Bye. European Command. I like it. Europeans are bossy. We need to command them. Executive Office for Immigration Review. We need to keep that because if you're coming through the front door, somebody's got to check it out. And we're going to stop here so that we can take up with the F's because I love anything that starts with an F. Trust. Anything starts with an F is a good word. So thank you all for joining me tonight. We have got a long way to go to get through the alphabet. In two shows on the alphabet, we've only got A through B one show and C, D, and E in another. Holy smokes. We'll be back again on Thursday to see how far we can get in the alphabetathon of federal agencies. No wonder we're going broke. Good night and God bless. God bless you. God bless America.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, 'cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road.